Freaks United by John Hickman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Leftovers. Right, said Mr. Steele. If I call your name, you're in. If I don't, you're out. Clear? Everyone replied together, Yes, sir. Seth was one of the lads at the side of the pitch. 30 year sevens were standing in their football kits, trying out for the school team. Only 16 places. You didn't need to be amazing at maths to know this wasn't going to work out well for everyone. Seth wasn't feeling confident. One of the other kids, Daniel Logan, had given him a massive kick in the knee, and it had really hurt. He should have come off, but he hadn't. Seth had to make the team. He'd always made the team. He rubbed his sore knee and glanced over at Logan. He was probably the best player of the lot. Blue eyes, hair like Justin Bieber, purple boots with an orange tick like the ones Cristiano Ronaldo wore. Seth's dad wouldn't let him get multicoloured boots. He said they were for posers. Seth's boots were Nike, black with a white tick. Plain, simple, boring. Logan smirked at Seth. Seth looked away, burning with anger. Stand behind me if you get called, Steele said. He looked down at his clipboard. Mr. Steele was a short, stocky man with no neck. He reminded Seth of Nigel, a pit bull who belonged to his elderly neighbour, Mrs. Mulligan. His bald head was round like the football under his foot, and his shorts were way too short, like the ones footballers wore back in ancient times.